2 minutes after 2 o'clock, and you know, one of the biggest honors as a disc jockey is to have someone of your stature, Mr. Sis, to come in here and sit down behind the microphones with me and talk to me. How in the world are you today?
I'm doing great, Earl.
I saw you pull up in your truck. I said, here comes Junior right on time.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to be on time.
Look, Junior, excitement is building. Of course, we've got a great show tomorrow night at the Harvester Performance Center. Of course, you're widely recognized in the bluegrass world as one of the top bluegrass vocalists in the industry. I remember back in the days when you first got started, you would come into the studio and talk with, bring the whole band in here, and we'd have conversations. Seems like yesterday, but that's been years ago. Junior, what have you been doing over the last couple of months?
Deer hunting, pretty much. Yeah, I always tell everybody I play music 9 months out of the year just so I can deer hunt during deer season, and that's my time off. I spend it in the woods.
And then, of course, you get active come springtime, and the summertime got all of the festivals going on, and just stay busy.
Get geared up, yeah. We do a lot of radio during the winter months in January and February, and work on new songs, and most of the time be working on a new project. I don't know whether I'm going to record a new one this year. This last project's doing so well, we might hold off for a few months anyway before we start another one.
Let's talk a little bit about that new project there, the CD there, Shade of Blue.
Brand new Shade of Blue. Yeah, this is my first solo project I've ever done. These songs on here are some that I've been holding for a long, long time, and I figured, what the heck, I'd do what I wanted to do one time, and I got some studio musicians in and got some special guests as well. I got Dale McCurry, of course, to help me out on it, and Tim and Marty Rabin, Timmy Massey, I got him back in there, and Alan Mills, Heather Barry Mabe, and Daniel Sawyer, and I'm tickled to death with how the project turned out.
For someone that might be listening, Junior, and maybe a fan, but don't know how it all started for you, let's talk a little bit about that, how your dad was involved in music and your mom sung, and how you actually came about and got involved in bluegrass music.
Well, I was raised on the Stanley Brothers, pretty much. That's all that was played in the house as a kid growing up. Dad, he loved them, and I love them as well. And mom and dad would sing, and then me and Dad, I think Dad bought me a upright bass when I was 14 years old for Christmas, and started playing it with him and our cousins, the Masseys, Timmy Massey and Larry and Wesley, and we had a band called Dreamin' Creek back in the day, and played all the fiddlers conventions around the area, and just went on from there. Me and Timmy played a lot. We learned the Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs Project second generation album. We learned that whole thing, and we were at a party one night, and Wyatt Rice was there, and he liked the way we sang and asked, did we want to form a band with him, Wyatt Rice and Santa Cruz, and that's how it all started right there. We went from Wyatt Rice and Santa Cruz, and then after that band folded, me and Timmy and Elmer Burchett stayed together and formed the first Rambler's Choice, and we stayed together and recorded one project and together for about 3 years. Then after that, I think I went with a Lost and Found for about 6 months, and then Blue Ridge called me, and I went with that band for 5 years. And when they disbanded, me and Timmy got back together with Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice, and that's what it's been since.
You know, what an incredible venture. What an incredible... you know, during that time, Junior, you have won multiple IBMA awards, Spigma awards. What does that mean to you? What does that say to you when you know that your music is out there and it's like it's doing the best it can do?
It's kind of scary. I mean, I never figured I'd ever... I'd always been to those award shows and all that and seen everybody win, but I never figured I'd ever have the opportunity or the honor to take home the awards that I have, and it's a little intimidating to try to keep up with that stature, and I just try to do the very best I can on every show and try to honor the awards.
And you know, you have one of those voices when you sing, Junior, that really you could sing the phone book and it would be entertaining. It would be absolutely wonderful. When I first started listening to bluegrass music, I would compare you, when I first heard you sing, to Dave Evans. You sounded like a Dave Evans to me, and you've added to that and made your own sound now, and it's we're going to find out about that tomorrow night. Tell us a little bit about what it means to you to play for a hometown crowd. town, right here in your hometown.
Now, that is scary.
I can imagine.
I'm more nervous about this show every year than I am any one of them, because most everybody in the audience knows me, and that's always a little intimidating. And, you know, we have some great pickers around the area, Gene Parker and all the guys that have come out, and, you know, so it's pretty tough on me. But and this year is a little different too, because my banjo player Mitch Walker, he had to take the month off. He works for the rescue squad and fire department in Gray, Tennessee, and he wants to move to the rescue truck, so he had to take the month off. So I had to scramble, and I picked up Jason Davis again on banjo. He played with me for 6 years, I think, and Cameron Keller, who's played with me for a long time, but they took off last year. And I got them back with me. And, of course, Jonathan Dillon from right here in Wirtz, he's still with me. Jamie Harper from over in Mocksville, North Carolina, he'll be on the fiddle. And we haven't played together in a year, so it's going to be – well, we've done a couple shows here the past week, but it's just going to be different. We're going to do some old songs, and I'll do some new stuff. They've had to learn some of the new songs off of this record pretty quick. So we're just going to do the very best we can and have fun doing it.
And look, there's no doubt in my mind you will have a superb show. I want to play a song, Junior, during the interview. Let's let's talk about this honey-do list.
Yeah, that's a good one. Elmer Burchett, former bandmate with me, the banjo player, and with Wyatt Rice and Santa Cruz, and the first Rambler's Choice. He sent me this tune, and as soon as I heard it, first thing I thought of was Tim Massey. I said, man, that sounded like me and Tim could sing that one. And I got Tim to sing with me on this one, and it's doing really well for us. It's everybody, if you're a guy, you know what a honey-do list is.
Absolutely. And let's take a listen to it, Junior. We'll come back to close out the interview. And I tell you what, during this song, if you want a free copy of that CD, Brand New Shade of Blue, give me a call, 483-9955, and we'll give it to you. I love it. The Honeydew List, W-Y-T-I, Junior Sisk. And what a great song there, my friend. Can't beat that old to-do list, can you?
No, can't do that. We might try that one tomorrow night. We haven't worked on it, but we might give it a shot anyway. It's just going to be fun to reminisce and work on some old stuff and new stuff as well.
You know, listening to the CD, Junior, of course, I love them all, but I've kind of fell in love with Backwards and Forwards. I like that song. It's got a good beat to it.
It's a great tune. That's Heather Barry Mabe helping me out on that, and she's got a wonderful voice, and we may start doing a few shows together. She's awesome, talented, and her husband as well.
Well, Junior, I tell you what, I cannot wait until tomorrow night. The doors open at 7 o'clock. The showtime is at 8 p.m., the Harvester Performance Center. Tickets are still available. You can go to harvester-music.com or call 540-GUITARS to get your tickets. You don't want to miss this show, folks. Get your tickets now. Going to have some fun tomorrow night at the Harvester, and I'm so excited. Junior, thank you for taking your time out of your deer hunting schedule to come in here and talk to me today.
Absolutely. We appreciate what y'all do for bluegrass music as well. Without y'all, a lot of folks have never heard of us.
Love promoting it, and we'll continue to do so. We're going to do one more song off of that album as we say goodbye to Junior. Backwards and Forwards, one of my favorites, 214.